There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one was out on the hill of the way, far off from the gates of gold. Way on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. Now though the road is rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night the Lord passed through, for he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Long cut of those blood drops all the way, mark out the mountain's track. They were shed for one who had gone astray, or the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, the Lord brings back his own. There are a lot of references in the Bible to point out our God as Savior and as a shepherd. A shepherd. Possibly that's why the hymn I just read is not in our present hymn book. We're not a pastoral people anymore, are we? Pastoral people. But it's kind of sad because a shepherd is exactly what you and I need in this sophisticated world that we live in. We need a shepherd. Desperately. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah likened we humans to sheep. It's recorded in chapter 53 of his book. Turn with me, if you will, now to Isaiah 53 in the Old Testament. I begin the reading with verse 6 of chapter 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see a seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressor, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressor. Here, of course, Isaiah speaks of Jesus Christ, the Christian's Lord and Savior, the shepherd of all who believe the word of God. Isaiah wrote of our shepherd approximately 2,276 years ago, 740 years before his miraculous birth. In the Gospel according to Mark, we read these words just prior to the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Mark chapter 6. I begin reading with verse 34 of the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies under the green grass, and they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, and set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they all did eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. They looked like sheep without a shepherd. That's interesting. You know, in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, we read these words spoken by our Savior. The Savior Isaiah wrote about hundreds of years before. John 10. Beginning with verse 10, the 10th chapter of John, Jesus speaking, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and I know of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have, which are of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. It'd be a good time to give me an invitation, wouldn't it? I'm going to read verse by verse the 23rd Psalm of King David. I knew this psalm before my dad passed away. I had memorized it in Bible school. I had preached from it several times. But when my dad passed away, it took on real meaning to me. Isn't it strange how things change as far as your own perspective is concerned when certain things happen in your life? This is a very, very important psalm. The statement is made by King David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's a message, BJ. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a very, very plain and singular thing, but here's the thing. If the Lord is, as King David writes, if the Lord is truly my shepherd, I shall never want for anything I truly need.
That's right.
There is a big difference.
Oh, yes.
Our wants and our needs, isn't there? But everything I need, and I stress the word need for good reason, many times since I have promised to follow and to trust in God, to rely on Jesus Christ as my Savior, I have wanted things I really do not need. Have you ever been guilty of that?
Yes, sir.
As I grew older in the faith, I learned far better because of this what I really need. But often I still find myself leaning toward what I want. I'm glad God knows what we really need, aren't you? Think about that. Think about that. What does this indicate about my spiritual life, about your spiritual life? It indicates that there are still far too many things we desire that are not good for us. Amen? Isn't it wonderful to know that we have a shepherd? Isn't it wonderful? This sin-sick world is full of things enticing us to want them. But our shepherd knows what we need. And he always provides that which we need. He did it once and for all on a cross. Nailed to a tree. It's good to know without a shadow of a doubt that if you or I have a need, it will be provided for us by our shepherd, the one who rules in absolute sovereignty over this vast universe he spoke into existence. If the Lord is your shepherd this morning, my friends, you will not want. You will not want. You should not want. We must not want, amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why we need Jesus. If he's not your shepherd, I beg you to seriously consider that before you close your eyes in sleep. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It is the lush meadow grass of green pastures that feed the sheep and the still waters that come and satisfy the anxious ones under the shepherd's care. My nourishment comes from the rich teachings I find in the Book of God as I grow and mature in the faith once delivered unto the saints. And I'm still learning. I still need these green pastures rich with food. I still need those still waters of faith. I've been a Christian for many years, and I still need those things. My nourishment comes from those teachings that I find in the book, in the faith once delivered to the saints. Beside those still waters, the people in my soul, it passes all understanding, peace in my soul passes all understanding. I find safety from the storms of turmoil and waves of sin that battered me before my shepherd found me and saved me from a world of hate, greed, and war, and temptation. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
You have a shepherd. If you don't, think about these things. Verse 3, yes, my lost soul was restored, and he who came to seek me now leads me in his paths. Now prepares me for eternity and does it all for his own name's sake. He saved me to bring glory to himself. And that's why you're saved. And if you're not, think about it. Think about being able in our weak, miserable existence here in this lost world to bring glory to the one who died for us. My life is now about glorifying him, about sharing his saving grace and mercy with others. That's why we're saved. Life now is all about God and His glory. It's all about the shepherd and not about the sheep. That's a lesson. It takes a little while to learn. Verse 4, of course, tells me that one day I'm going to walk through the valley of death. That isn't very far away from me and many of us here. And walk through that valley of death. We're all going to walk through it unless Jesus comes and takes us out of here before we die. Amen? Everyone here, every person, we're all going to walk through that shadow of death. Not evil, not devils, not hell, not fire that is never quenched, or worms that never die. But because my shepherd goes through that shadow with me, accompanies me through that, because he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. Amen? So you see, he has promised never to leave me, never to forsake me, and to guide me and comfort me all the days of my life here through the valley and on into eternity. Praise the Lord. Verse 5. There's a banquet awaiting me, for I will join my loved ones who trusted in my shepherd. I've married my wife for 53 years. And you know what? I think the first time she sees me, she'll say this, because Aaron tells me this all the time. Are you drinking enough water? That's really come home to me these past few weeks. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. But think about that. Folks are waiting. How can the human words express that? Can you imagine the joy that is going to be ours after his epistle? Saint Peter says, going to be a world without end, a new creation for people. Verse 6. Yes, beloved, in this short life, goodness and mercy will follow me, and has all my days since I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Because my Savior came to seek and save me, I'm going to dwell with him forever. My prayer this morning is this, that you will listen not to me, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to chapter 10 again of John's Gospel. Listen now to verse 7. To 18. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and so go in and out and find pasture. If you have never confessed your need for this shepherd name Jesus Christ, think on these things before it is too late. That valley of the shadow of death awaits every person within the sound of my voice. Do not go through it without the Lord Jesus. I opened this morning's message with the words of that old hymn that expressed much better than I can the great shepherd of this book. The great shepherd and his love for this little flock of believers here on the corner. If he isn't your shepherd today, I want you to know he wants to be.